your secure take on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80, and ESPN News. I'm Jason Fitz. We start out with the headlines that you need to know. The Colonial started this morning. PGA Tour recognized racial injustice with a moment of silence for George Floyd. A substantial moment. Commissioner Jay Monahan stood on the first tee for the 8:46 a.m. start time that was listed on the tee sheet without any players' names. The tour left that time open as a tribute to George Floyd, who was killed by a white police officer in Minneapolis, sparked worldwide outrage, protest over social and racial injustice. The time reflected how long, 8 minutes, 46 seconds, authorities say the officer held his knee to the back of Floyd's neck. So a very poignant moment this morning for PGA as they started. Next up in the headlines that you need. The basketball tournament, that's just the name of it, the basketball tournament, will be played in Columbus and aired live on ESPN. So it's a winner-take-all affair for a seven-figure sum to be held next month. It'll be the first live televised basketball competition in America since the coronavirus pandemic sidelined sporting events around the world in March. It features former college stars and overseas standouts. TBT will be held at Nationwide Arena, home of the Columbus Blue Jackets, for a 2014 tournament in Columbus, Ohio, from July 4th. To the 14th. That was announced Thursday. It's in its seventh year. The prize will be $1 million. It was $2 million last year. The event will air on ESPN, which recently agreed to a three-year extension to televise the TBT and its family and network. So that's good news for them as they we finally get a little bit of sports to look forward to. And speaking of basketball, while we know what's happening with the TBT, there are still some questions about the NBA. In fact, there's a faction of NBA players that are hesitant to restart the season in the Orlando bubble, according to sources. ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski reporting that a faction of NBA players hold conference calls to discuss uncertainty about restarting the season in Orlando, Florida. So at this point, they're trying to figure out how comfortable they are. There were 40 to 50 players on conference calls over the past 24 hours discussing a number of concerns centered on the restart in Orlando, but there's been no formal petitioning to the NBAPA from any group wanting out of the 22-team resumption. There is some conversation happening, and you can check Woj out on Twitter to see it, about the possibility of replacement players. If someone is out, then they won't be able to come back in at any point, and they will be able to be replaced on that roster. So still some details to be worked out, even though we're closer than ever than knowing what we'll be getting from the NBA. Those are your headlines. First, take your take on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM, Channel 80, and don't forget, you can just ask your smart speaker to play ESPN Radio. I'm Jason Fitz. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests and you hang out with us on the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. The way you do that, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. That's how you can get in on the fun and the conversation. You can also tweet me at Jason Fitz. Always love having your take. And we're going to take your take as we go over the course of the morning today. But the conversation starts with some straight talk. Straight Talk Wireless doesn't play games. Get the unlimited plan, 25 gigs of high-speed data, then 2G. It's only $45 a month. Saves you up to 50% against a big carrier. No contracts, no compromise. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com. And the Straight Talk comes in the form of the Confederate flag. Now, yesterday, Ryan McGee, ESPN NASCAR analyst and really just all-around guru of all things, joined us. And he said it brilliantly when we had a conversation, with so much of my background being from the South. And, of course, Ryan McGee's background being in the South. He has a fantastic article up on ESPN.com you can read that reminds you a little bit of where he's from and what he's lived and the truth that he has seen in the South about the Confederate flag. And that being said, McGee said it brilliantly yesterday when he said, if you believe that the Confederate flag needs to be hung somewhere, that somewhere should be in a museum where it can be hung with context, where it can be hung with an understanding and explanation of what it meant to one group of people and the hurt that it caused to another group of people, so that people can look at it in that museum, read about it, and understand the full power that it has had and the full hurt that it has caused. This is incredibly important in the conversation because NASCAR yesterday announced that they're no longer going to allow the Confederate flag to be flown at NASCAR events, a moment that I cannot applaud enough. I'll give you my take on it, why I think it's important, but we're going to start with some conversation from Dominique, Marty Smith, and Max. Dominique Foxworth, that, of course, Marty Smith and Max, as they talked about the significance of NASCAR banning the Confederate flag.
Nothing's permanent, and I'm not 100% certain, and Marty can speak to this also in the future. I'm not 100% certain what's going to happen going forward with this particular flag in NASCAR events. I'm not a NASCAR fan. I don't go to NASCAR events. I can't speak to what happens there. But this morning on Get Up, Paul Feinbaum said when he used to cover it, he said he heard the N-word used regularly and freely in the infield amongst the fans. And that was kind of, it shouldn't have surprised me, but it kind of blew my mind because, like, when you watch NASCAR events, like, who are they using it against? There's nobody there that you would expect them to use that word to insult. So it just is such a fabric, it feels like, to people that I've heard from. And Bubba Wallace mentioned that he's felt a lot of backlash, which is surprising because we keep talking about this like it's something that's long overdue and is an obvious step that they should have taken. But the idea that he's getting a lot of backlash, I know we had that one writer who is the only one who had a comment to suggest that he won't be participating next year because of this. So I think that maybe other people are scared to say it, but my assumption is there's going to be a lot of people offended. And there's one thing that popped into my mind when we were watching those, that kind of B-roll, those clips coming in. It really popped into my mind that the Mississippi flag, the state of Mississippi, their flag has the Confederate flag embedded in it. And there's a number of state flags across the South that have Confederate ties and iconography that link to the Confederacy. So while we can all feel like we have some major win right here and some major step of progress for acceptance, like, what are you going to do? Are you going to ban the Mississippi state flag also? Because I feel like that's a major loophole that many of these people who want to disagree with this can fit into. Because the Mississippi flag in the corner where you would expect the stars to be in the American flag, they have a Confederate flag, and it was playing in our video as if that's one of those flags that will be banned. So I'll pass it back to you, Marty, on this. Yeah, I pass it back to you, Marty, on this, because I want to know what's actually happening. Like, I know so many people aren't brave enough necessarily to say how they feel about this. Do you think that there is a backlash and an undercurrent of people who want to push back against this aggressively?
Not within the industry, Dominique, mm-hmm. but among portions of the fan base, absolutely. There's going to be some really pissed off. There are some really pissed off people about this, and people who feel like NASCAR has turned its back on the roots of the people that built the sport. To them, I would say this. I would say that NASCAR is not closing the door on you. NASCAR is opening the door to everyone. If you talk to people of color who have gone to NASCAR races, and this includes Bubba Wallace, there are people who feel uncomfortable when they see that. They feel lesser when they see that. It is perplexing why it was still there. And so that is what message I would send to the people who feel like, well, hell, I'm not going to go to a NASCAR race anymore if I can't fly the Confederate flag. They're not leaving mm-hmm. you. They're not leaving you behind in any way, shape, or form. They are making a more gracious and a more inclusive platform so that everybody can feel comfortable at the race.
I mean, I think that's beautifully put, Marty, and I hope that they accept it that way, but they are leaving some people. I think they aren't leaving people who these racist views aren't core to their being, but there are some people who these racist views are core to their being, and they are leaving them, and that's fine. They need to be left by NASCAR and everyone else, because I like to believe that for everyone, it's just a flag about heritage or whatever, and they're ignorant to the history. But for a lot of them, I think it means so much more. And some people are going to get left behind because not everybody is open-minded enough to accept that black people are full human beings and should be treated as such.
All right, quickly, Max, last word here.
The most recent study I've seen, that the most recent credible study I've seen measuring stability and change in personal culture seems to suggest that the way attitudes change are not from individuals readjusting to new information, but by culture change that affects, you know, the next generation. I hope I'm summarizing that accurately. And so those fans that have those hardened views are not going to be changed, and the sport likely loses them or a portion of them. But the good news is that enough people's minds have been changed, and hopefully the next generation who will feel welcome there will replace the kind of hardline racists that they're losing.
First Take, your take on ESPN Radio. ESPN Radio presented by Progressive Insurance. At Progressive, they're making things even easier. They'll help you bundle your home and car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Progressive is, you know, not a word that you You're talking about things like taking down a Confederate flag. It seems like it's such an easy mark. And again, I will say quickly and loudly, I've spent the majority of my adult life in the South. I've heard all of the debates. I've had all of the discussions. Ryan McGee and I talked about it so much yesterday because he has so much history in the South. I've heard the pro-Confederate flag arguments, and I just don't care. I don't care what your pro-argument is anymore, because you have to understand the hurt that that flag causes. And at some point for NASCAR to come out and say this, and we can talk all day long about why NASCAR didn't do this before. We can talk all day long about what it took. But it seems so simple. And what really was jarring to me is how complicated this truly was. Think of the courage it takes for Bubba Wallace, who knows that his brand has been built on a sport that is at least stereotypically associated with this flag, is willing to stand out. For Bubba Wallace to have the courage to stand up as a racer and to speak his truth and to come out and say, I'm going to use my platform, knowing that it may cost me fans, knowing that it may cost me relationships, knowing that this is what I feel like I have to do and it could cost me everything. Bubba Wallace did that. He did that fearlessly. That takes so much courage for somebody to do. And then for other NASCAR drivers to stand up beside him. We've heard Marty Smith and Ryan McGee talk about the other drivers that stood in shoulder to shoulder in unity with him. It's a reminder that NASCAR isn't the sport that so many people think it is. See, when you talk about fans of any team, when you talk about fans of any sport, we're often associated with whatever the weakest link is of that fan. The worst behaving fan is the one that everybody clings to as the true reputation of what the entire fan base looks like. And that's not always the truth, but that's the perception that leads to reality that everybody lives in, right? So there is a moment where, yes, I think we all agree that most NASCAR fans are not racist people, right? Like, I want to believe that most NASCAR fans are good people, right? But there has to come a stance, a moment where you step up and you say, we will not anymore be personified by things that we aren't comfortable with as a sport. For NASCAR to step up and say, hey, we're going to take down this flag. We're not going to allow this flag to be flown anymore at our events. NASCAR is going directly at some of their most passionate customers. You know, I use the word customers intentionally over fans, because realistically, we always say the word fan without realizing that it is that fan money that oftentimes keeps sports and leagues in action, right? So it's customers at this point. And NASCAR looked around and said, we might alienate customers, but it's worth it. This is a moment that NASCAR historians, I think, are going to look back on for generations and say, it's not only the moment that NASCAR changed, it's the moment that perception about NASCAR changed. Because we've seen not just Bubba Wallace, but so many of the racers stand up. Now we see the sport stand up. And as a group, as a whole, they say, we are going to create change. We are going to change this conversation, and we are going to demand better. How much do I keep saying that over the last couple of weeks? It's demand better, not just from the people that are above us, not just from the people that create policy, not just from the people that run sports, but from the people in our own personal lives. And this is NASCAR saying, we're going to demand better. The next step is for NASCAR fans to do the same. Understand the opportunity. There's an opportunity here when you've got someone next to you that you know is flat out wrong in what they're saying to call them out. There's an opportunity here to change conversation. And until we change conversation at a basic core level, at a touchable, reachable level, left to right, not up and down, left to right, until we change conversation to that level, I don't know how we affect change. NASCAR has come out, and they've come out as a league, and they've come out as a sport, and they've told everybody, I don't care what you think of NASCAR. I don't care what you think of NASCAR fans. We will not be defined by that. We will be better. It's unfortunate that it's taken this long for an awakening to happen, but there is an awakening going on across the entire world of sports. And for me personally, whatever fans NASCAR lost, I will tell you this. I am going to support NASCAR and Bubba Wallace the best way I know how, with my money. Because realistically, they have stood up and taken a courageous stance, knowing that may cost them customers, to do simply the right thing. I will support that because I believe that that's the only way we can keep these conversations going. In the meantime, don't forget, speaking of conversations, tune into the ESPN Daily Podcast. Get you a deep dive into a single story from one of ESPN's hundreds of reporters presented by Marathon. Download, subscribe, and review ESPN Daily, available wherever you enjoy your podcast. Spike Lee joined Molly and Max today also to talk about his thoughts on NASCAR banning the Confederate flag.
We were just discussing the big news of the day in sports, that NASCAR has banned the Confederate flag officially. Spike, your reaction. Talk to me.
That's big news. I've never gotten into cars going around the circle because of that symbol of hate, the stars and bars. The same way my Jewish brothers and sisters feel about the swastika, I feel the same way about the stars and bars. The Confederacy, we're not the good guys. I'm sorry. They were not the good guys. The stars and bars is a symbol of hate. You cannot show the swastika in Germany today. It is against the law. The same thing should be not with this guy in the White House, but the next guy. The stars and bars should not be able to be put up anywhere in these United States of America. And that's the truth, Ruth.
That what's confounding is that, of course, you talked about German law, but the swastika did represent the German government. It wasn't a civil war. The stars and bars, Spike, they fought against America. You could understand if in America they're like, whoa, there's a Nazi flag, don't do it, right? In Germany they even do it. But here, the threshold is lower because the flag represents the army that fought against the United States. They fought against...
I know, okay. But here's the sad thing.
Point well taken.
Here's the sad thing, though.
Yeah.
People, some misguided people, still think they're fighting the Civil War. They lost.
Right.
And the country is better for it.
What do you think? You think? Spike, what do you think athletes' roles have been in bringing about this change that we've seen recently?
Well, I'm an historian. I remember in the fall of 1968, because I grew up in Brooklyn, and at the beginning of the day, they would play the Star Spangled Banger over the loudspeaker. I remember me and my black classmates holding up our fist because we saw what John Carlos and Tommy Smith did in the Olympics in Mexico. I remember Muhammad Ali saying, no Viet Cong ever called me the N-word. So this is not new.
We understand, Spike,
that you athletes have stepped up from the beginning.
First Take, your take on ESPN News. Some of you guys want to chime in. We're talking about NASCAR, and we'll let you get your take in on it. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We'll head over to the Shell Penzo Performance Line now and talk to Angel in Massachusetts. Angel, what's your take?
So I'm Hispanic, so there's two sports I don't watch, hockey and NASCAR. Guess which sport I'm going to really invest and try to learn a little bit more about now? NASCAR. So yeah, I'm sure they're going to lose quite a bit of their original fan base, but I feel in my heart of hearts that they're going to gain so much more from, you know, from just from the amount of respect from other people that they're going to earn just for taking that stance and making the right call, doing the right thing.
Angel, thanks for your take on it. I think you're right. I mean, like I said, I think there are people all over the place that now are looking over and they're like, man, NASCAR's not what we thought it was. Ryan in Maine. Ryan, what's your take on it?
It's interesting about the call. My take is that I think you're right. They're definitely going to alienate some people, but if you this flag or like NFL 3 years ago by, you know, not getting a stance against the issues.
Sorry, Ryan. I hate cutting you off, Ryan, but we're having such a hard time with the reception. I think what I caught there is the beginning, and maybe it alienates, and you're thinking that, you know, some fans go away, but maybe it also opens eyes. And look, I will say it again. I think part of the responsibility here is for NASCAR to open eyes. Part of the responsibility in my mind lays squarely on NASCAR fans to now, in this moment, look around and say, okay, we are going to stand up as a sport and as a group. And today, if you are a NASCAR fan, I think you can be prouder of your sport than ever. But now, today is the day that you take action and you make sure when you're watching races, when you're chatting with your friends about races, when you're at races and these topics come up, you have the opportunity to be on the right side of the conversation and affect true change in the tone of conversations. It's got to happen. Justin in Pennsylvania, what's your take?
My take, Jason, is simply this, is that it has been a long time coming that this should have been done. And as a NASCAR fan since I was a kid, and I'm 37 now, so I've been watching this for over 20 years. I grew up when it was a Southern-based sport, and it was on ESPN for Sundays, and to see the change and the drive for diversity that NASCAR is making, it is really a good starting point. Do they need? Should this have happened sooner? Absolutely. Will this bring me to the back to the sport after being gone for a while because of the death of Dale Earnhardt? Absolutely. I'm proud to say that I'm a NASCAR fan. I'm proud to say that this is going in the right direction in inclusion. You know, it started with bringing in female drivers with Danica Patrick. It's continued with Bubba Wallace, Rico Abreu, Daniel Suarez. We have got to do what's right.
Well, I appreciate your take on it. And you know, I think there's an echoed sentiment here that needs to be said. I genuinely believe, and it's been my experience. I realize that we all have different life experience, but obviously for me being around country music so long, I was around a lot of NASCAR events. I genuinely believe most NASCAR fans today are proud of what their sport has done. I genuinely believe that. The group that is going to complain about that, I also believe is the smaller group. It is the smaller group of NASCAR fans. However, it only takes those people to turn around and change the perception for everybody. That's why this is such a big deal. I'll keep taking your take on it. We're not going to run away from this issue. You guys want to chime in on it, so we'll let you. We'll make it a call to action today. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. That's how you get in. Tell me what you think of NASCAR. Has it changed your view on the sport? Where are you on NASCAR no longer allowing the Confederate flag to be flown? We're going to take your take on it. Plus, and we're going to get some thoughts from one of the best we have here at ESPN, not just about NASCAR, but about the change in all sports that we've seen over the last couple of weeks. We're going to do that next. But first, are you back to work at the JOB? The one you realized isn't right for you if you're lucky, right? You're back to work. Well, you can still make your move. You can still start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months from the comfort of your own home, even with zero computer experience. Just take control of your future. Do it now. Go to mycomputercareer.edu. Take the free career evaluation today. Live online classes meet just twice a week. You've got the time. Make it happen. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu. We'll get the rocket science on the way the sports landscape has changed from one of my favorite guests next. First, take your take. ESPN Radio, ESPN News. First, take your take on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM, Channel 80, and ESPN News. I'm Jason Fitz. You can also just ask your smart speakers to play ESPN Radio. It's pretty cool. We're presented by Progressive Insurance, and all of our guests and you join us on the Shell Penzo Performance Line. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We've been talking about NASCAR's decision to not allow the Confederate flag anymore at events. We're going to get some thoughts from one of my favorites in just a minute. But first, I want to get a little more of your take in. Ralph in Connecticut, thanks for calling the show. What's your take, Ralph?
Thank you very much for having me on, gentlemen. I kind of have a unique perspective. I spent from 1986 to 2004, I was part of ESPN's Emmy Award-winning NASCAR crew. So I got to see NASCAR up close and personal from, you know, Harry Gant and the good old boy days to, you know, up to today, what we see today. And I'll admit that after Dale Earnhardt passed, tragically, I drifted away from the sport. In 04, I went and started doing other things. But being a New York City guy raised among a diverse neighborhood and diverse society, going to the South, the Southeast during that time from 86 to especially 95, 96 was a culture shock for me. And racism was not hidden. It was the day hires that we hired locally. A lot of those were African-American guys that worked at the local chicken plants that on the weekends, they're race fans, but they would come and work for ESPN as daily hires doing various jobs. And you know, we talked to these guys. We hung out with them. We heard and saw how they were treated. There were two classes in places, you know, that, you know, like North Carolina, areas of North Carolina and below the Mason-Dixon line. So what NASCAR has done is brave. And I'm glad that Bubba, you know, was able to bring this out because that was brave of him to be able to stand up and make that statement, knowing full well that very possibly 40% of the people in the stands, maybe even 60, hate him for no other reason than his race. And the stars and bars are a symbol of disunion, not of our history. It's a racist hate symbol and should be eradicated and left to war museums. That's my take.
I appreciate your take on it, and it's really well said. And I'll double down on it, too. Everybody knows that I spent a long time in Nashville. When I moved to Nashville in 1997, it was substantially different than the Nashville that I spend time in now. I mean, the evolution of that city particularly is a reminder of how much change has happened in certain portions of the South. But I also sit back and wonder sometimes, if it changed that much from 97 to now, what was it like in 87? What was it like in 77? And these are things that I simply can't even wrap my head around because I have the privilege to not have to have thought about it. And that's real. So I want to get some thoughts on this from Damian Woody. He joins us now on the Shell Penzoil Performance Line. Woody, thanks for the time, man. I appreciate it. You know, we're seeing a difference in sports. When NASCAR comes out and says, hey, we're not going to allow the Confederate flag anymore at events, to me, it's a statement that the world is changing right now in front of our eyes. What was your reaction when you heard that news?
Yeah, quite honestly, man, I was shocked, to be honest with you, because, you know, I grew up in central Virginia, right outside of Richmond area, and obviously, NASCAR, that's the NASCAR country, Richmond International Speedway is right there. And, you know, anytime you go to a race, and I've been to quite a few at the racetrack, you know, the Confederate flag was synonymous with NASCAR. So that bond was just there, and it was right out in front, and it was right in the open. And so for NASCAR, to me, to take this step, was just, I felt that not only was it the biggest news in sports, but it was just the biggest news, period, yesterday. And I think it'll get worse before it gets better, but kudos to NASCAR for taking that bold step.
Well, and with that being said, Damian Woody talking to us right now. First Take Your Take. I'm Jason Fitz. You know, NASCAR can say that. Then we start to look across the board at sports in general, and it feels like there's been a tone change in the voice of athletes. We've seen it from the NBA for years. Woody, you know that. But it feels like it's become wider. It's become more universal in the last 2 weeks. Is there a different role for athletes at this point to have a voice that can be heard?
Well, there's always been a voice for athletes. You know, it's – you know, you could go back, you know, John Carlos, Muhammad Ali. There's so many athletes in sports that have always, you know, tried to share their opinion on societal issues. But, you know, a lot of people have paid the price for sharing those type of issues. And fast forward to, you know, Colin Kaepernick and doing a peaceful protest and his career, obviously being blackballed and taking a hit. So, listen. I'm thrilled that everyone is, you know, we've reached a point and it seems like it's, you know, politically expedient right now that for everyone to step up. But sometimes when you're talking about these issues, it's, you know, you're literally going against the grain. And that's part of, you know, putting yourself out there. But again, I'm glad we're at a point now as a country where we can start getting these things out, you know, out in the open and actually talk about them and hopefully learn and move forward as a nation.
We're talking to Damian Woody right now on the Shell Penzoil Performance Line. First Take Your Take, ESPN Radio, ESPN News. Woody, you had a great career in the NFL. We all know that. When you look back on the words of Roger Goodell from last week and the fact that he stood out and said, hey, the NFL should be standing better with the players. If you were playing in the league today, would Roger Goodell's words have made you feel more confident in speaking out?
Well, listen, I'll give him credit for issuing that statement, but, you know, a couple of things. One, there was one name that was, you know, that was definitely not mentioned, and that was Colin Kaepernick. So he's been proven right in this particular situation. And I think just from a bigger standpoint, I think players want to see, okay, you made the video statement, but what are the actionable items that you and the other 32 other owners are willing to get behind? Because if we're going to, you know, from a player's perspective, if we're going to say, okay, we're a true partnership, then partner with us in this movement. Literally, the time is now. There couldn't be a more perfect time to really affect big change. And we know these owners, they are major players, not only in their respective cities, but like all across the country. So they have a tremendous opportunity in front of them, and I think that's what the players are talking about as far as partnering together.
So, Woody, if Roger Goodell came to you today and said, hey, Damian, What should I do right now that would help? What would your suggestion be to him?
Well, I think it's got to be two-pronged. Number one, I think, you know, for these owners and where their organizations are in their respective cities, start in the individual communities. Start really investing in these communities, you know, especially, you know, these minority communities. Listen, because quite honestly, the league is comprised of over 70% African-American players in it. So for the league to, you know, be able to partner up with some businesses, with players, and really hit the ground running in their community to affect change, that's one aspect. Another aspect, to me, is on a national level. We heard about this immunity, I forgot what it's called, as far as the police reform. Mm-hmm. That's something big to get behind. And we see the player coalition, you know, write up a letter to Congress, you know, backing eliminating that from legislation. So there's a lot of things that the NFL can do, because the NFL, quite honestly, wields a lot of power.
Damian, if you're a player right now and your owner hasn't spoken out, and this obviously we've talked about the fact that we haven't heard from some of the high-profile owners. If you haven't heard anything from your owner, what's your reaction?
Well, I would be highly disappointed, because we're in an environment now where, like, literally it's the perfect time for you to speak up. The fact that if you're silent, it's almost like you're complicit. What are you waiting on? You see that your players are stepping up and trying to, you know, make things happen. And, you know, other people, you know, in the NFL, the NFL office, everybody seems like they're kind of jumping on the train. And if you're not hearing anything from these 32 NFL owners, then that, to me, that's a problem. Because I can tell you one thing, it's not going to be one of these situations where you just kind of wait and hopefully it blows over and it goes back to the status quo. Those days are gone. I think this thing is going to be here, and it's going to be here for a while.
Damian, as always, man, I appreciate your time, your insight, your friendship. And I'm sorry it took all of this for you and I to have these hard conversations, but I'm glad we can do it now, my friend. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, same here, man. Appreciate you.
Great stuff from Damian Woody. And I think what he said at the end is important, and it's real. Like, if you think that all of this is just going to go away, man, you're wrong. I genuinely believe that. I will come out all day, and you can cold takes expose me in a year if I'm wrong. I think the world has changed in front of our eyes. I think the way that athletes react to these things have changed, and it's broadened in front of our eyes. And if you look across the board at what to expect, the NFL is going to have expectations of something coming this fall, because there is no way that these conversations stop, in my mind. We're going to keep taking your take. I want your thoughts on it, but I don't want to pinch anybody in. So hang with me. I know a lot of you guys are on hold. A lot of you guys want to chime in, and this show is about giving you some voice. So we're going to do that. Don't forget, Pennzoil Synthetic Motor Oils, made from natural gas, gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil, based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Rather than get one of you on and then cut you right off because of time, we're going to hold you over, okay? So stick with us. We're going to take your take on NASCAR, on the state of sports, all coming up next. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. More Your Take next time. First Take, Your Take, ESPN Radio. First Take, Your Take on ESPN Radio and ESPN News. I'm Jason Fitz. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Get your quote at progressive.com for Progressive's home insurance. We're taking your take, and a lot of you guys want to chime in as we started the show. Not sure if people would be fired up about it, but everybody has been, about NASCAR's decision to no longer allow the Confederate flag to be flown at their events. So I want to keep taking your take. Jacqueline in Louisiana, what do you got? What's your take on this?
Well, this is what I think. I watch NASCAR all the time. I enjoy it. I enjoy their skill. I think that they're removing that little flag because it represents division, total division. This is one America, and that's really all they're saying. They're saying that NASCAR just doesn't represent this set or this group of people, that NASCAR is one, is for anyone that wants to watch it. And I'm going to make sure that I don't miss any of their events. I think that was very, very brave what that young man did, and he was very, very smart, because I think he just opened NASCAR up to everyone. You know, so I'm going to end by keeping it simple and saying this is one America, and I believe that they removed that flag to erase all that division. They want to represent one America. Thank you for your
take on it, Jacqueline. Thank you so much for your take, and it's beautifully said. Cody in West Virginia, what's your take on the Confederate flag issue with NASCAR?
I wanted to say, as a longtime NASCAR fan and from someone who's from a state that was born out of the Civil War of West Virginia, how I've had a unique perspective on that flag for a long time. But last night watching Martinsville race, it felt big. Perusing through social media, seeing athletes such as LeBron James, Alvin Kamara, Bernard Pollard reach out to Bubba Wallace and show their support. And I thought NASCAR took a humongous step last night in the right direction. They had that chance in 2015 and kind of balked considering they felt that they could alienate their hardcore fan base. This time they made the right decision, and last night I felt like that was a big-time step in the right direction. Hopefully that opens doors to get NASCAR back into the national conversation, not only coverage-wise, but maybe getting more sponsors involved in the sport. So I'm very encouraged to see where NASCAR is going, and I can't wait to see what the future holds for my sport.
Oh, no, I love the take on it. Thanks for the call, and thanks for your take and your insight on it. Colton in Tennessee, what do you got? What's your take on NASCAR?
Well, as a 30-year NASCAR fan, I kind of wanted to echo the sentiment of an ESPN author, Ryan McGee, who yesterday over the airways said something along the lines of, if removing that symbol of division is enough for you to walk away from the sport, then you just don't love NASCAR as much as I do. And I've been saying for over a decade now that NASCAR's own worst enemy is a very small segment of its fans that just think that it was better 30 or 40 years ago, and they're entrenched in that opinion. So I guess I want to end this by saying, if that symbol has ever been a deterrent for a new fan to come out and get involved in the sport, I encourage you to grab a friend, go out to a race, because I promise you, you will find somebody like me who is willing and excited to bring you into the fold. And I'm just so proud of what NASCAR has done over the last couple weeks, especially on Sunday and last night. It did feel big and it felt special. And Bubba Wallace, if you ever hear this, I am so proud of you, man, and your courage is inspiring. And thanks for having me on.
No, thanks for your take on it. I think that's brilliant. And listen, we've heard from several massive NASCAR fans that have echoed that sentiment, which is just a reminder that NASCAR is not the stereotype that so many people have for the fan base. It just isn't. The problem is the portion of the fan base that is that stereotype is loud, and it's vocal, and it's seen. And all it does is perpetuate what people have in their mind. Tim in Connecticut, what's your take?
How you doing? Great show, guys. Great topic. I got to tie in and agree with Jacqueline. But my take is, I'm a businessman. I'm going to associate my business. I'm going to spend my advertising dollars on a media and a group that I want to be identified with. A few years back, Harley Davidson decided to step back from 1%ers, from an extreme fringe of their customer base, open up their stores to everyone, and I think that has worked out fairly well for the Harley-Davidson brand. I would encourage NASCAR to open their doors to people that do want to be associated with a progressive industry in today's age.
Well, I don't disagree with that at all. I think you're going to see more of that. Look, for every fan or sponsor that they worry about losing, I wonder how many they'll get in this process. Like I said earlier, and I backed it up, I went out to the site today and ordered Bubba Wallace t-shirts because I want to support somebody that had the strength and courage to stand up and put his career at risk. We're going to keep taking your take more on NASCAR's decision to ban the Confederate flag and more of your take coming up next. First Take Your Take, ESPN Radio, ESPN News.